You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
I'm Janet Baker. I am based near Henley-on-Thames. And I have just won the Advanced Medium Gold Freestyle riding Sol Invictus X.
How are you feeling?
Like it's not real. I don't feel like it's actually happened. I was so pleased with his test in that he just grew in confidence throughout the test because he can be a really tricky horse. And, you know, he went into the ring going around the outside going, I'm not sure about this whatsoever, but he really stuck with me through the test. So when I came out, I was just so pleased with him that then when people were going, look at your score, you've gone in the lead, I didn't care, it didn't matter to me. But it's so amazing to have won, you know, to kind of be like, yeah, he is an amazing horse, because I feel like he deserves that recognition.
But you'd felt you'd already got that success just from him, that was enough. Before the scores even came out.
Oh, that was plenty for me. Like that was amazing. Just the feeling he gave me was, you know, if I'd come last in the class, I still would be this thrilled.
So tell me exactly what was so special. What went well? What was he good at today?
I would say he kind of was good at everything today. You know, he's got three amazing paces and he's an amazing moving horse. It's just getting his like confidence together, and he's got huge flying changes, but because they're so big, they can still slightly be like a little bit hit and miss sometimes. But all of them were good today. He really stayed with me. I think the fact that it was a freestyle helped, because, you know, when he was kind of going like, oh, I'm not sure I can go in that corner, I was like, it's fine, we don't have to do it. Like, let's just keep you happy and just keep you flowing through the test, yeah. Which is exactly what we did.
Brilliant. What's he like at home?
He's a real character at home. Mm-hmm. He's like... He's very childlike in his personality. In the summer months, and you know, when we have a nice winter, he lives out with my Grand Prix horse overnight in the fields, just on the hills, and he just spends his days just staring at the birds. Like, you know, he's a very funny horse, and we all love him. So yeah, I'm just so thankful to ride him, and also the fact that he can come out and perform like this is unbelievable.
Brilliant. Tell me about your music as well.
So the music I made myself. Brilliant. Because I run an equestrian podcast with my friend Evelina, and with that podcast software I thought, oh, I wonder if I can make my own music. So I found some songs that I liked and I put it together, and it was kind of like every time I do it, it's like a wish and a prayer that it works, because I'm like, if it doesn't work, that's all on me, because yeah. I'm like, oh no, I've done it wrong. But it's obviously paid off.
Tell us about your podcast then as well, because people will clearly know you from that. It's nice to have a little bit of somebody that you sort of know and that works in the industry and then comes in and does well. It's all a nice little coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun. I mean, this week, actually, me and Evelina, we have been working alongside Horse and Country TV doing some of their social media content for the championships, and she actually won her two classes on earlier on in the week. And like, as a team, we were all joking like, oh, you need to go and win your class now. And I was like, that's never going to happen. But yeah, the podcast is really good fun. We've only been doing it for about a year, and we just do it as like a way to connect with fellow like horse girls who, you know, want to chat about and hear about things that aren't like technical. It's not like training tips. It's just like fun girly chat that you'd have in the tack room with your friends.
How long have you been doing that?
Just about a year.
And that's going well, is it?
Yeah, it's going really well. I mean, we have good reviews. We love doing it, and I think people enjoy listening to it.
How wonderful. Yeah. And it's called, sorry?
It's called That's Lame.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, play on words, really, because all horses go lame. And like, if you ask a non-horsey person like to describe a horse girl, like a stereotype, they're like, oh, they're really lame, they're really boring. Yeah. So we're kind of like making fun of ourselves a little bit.
Love it.
Well done today. Congratulations. I think Team Lame has done pretty well.
Yeah. Lots of champagne now.
Lots of champagne, you deserve it.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.